Lecture topic, advices to the youth.
What will be the situation on the day of Qiyamah? So the situation has been described in the Ahadith, just to very, very briefly just touch on that. The sun will be barely above the heads of people, and people will be some up to their ankles in their own perspiration, some up to their knees, some up to their waist. Some, it is mentioned that it will be like they're just keeping, so to say, above water, but above their own perspiration, meaning almost drowning in their own perspiration due to the sins and the extent of wrong somebody did in dunya. That's how it will unfold on the day of Qiyamah. Such a difficult moment, such a severe time. And in this very severe moment and time, there will be some people who will have the very great bounty of being under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Now this is just, we hear something under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, we can't imagine what it is all about. We sometimes hear about somebody having maybe first class flight he took, or somebody in the VIP lounge, or somebody some red carpet treatment. So we understand something very exciting about it. All these red carpet treatments and first class, flying first class and being some very, very important VIP lounge and whatever, all these things are not even dust compared to what will be the bounty of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala being under the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. One of the seven categories mentioned was Shabun Nasha'a fi Ibadatillahi Azza wa Jalla. That young person who gave his youth for Allah Ta'ala. That young person who grew up in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So in that youth, there are a lot of things that are distracting us, a lot of things that are tempting us, a lot of things that are taking our attention. But Allah Ta'ala has blessed each one with a tremendous potential. We hear about sometimes some people who did very great things for the Ummah. And the service that they did for the Ummah centuries ago, we're still benefiting from it today. Whether it was in the manner of the effort of deen that they did, whether it was in the books that they wrote, various different ways. But all of them, once upon a time in their lives, they were your age. They didn't just suddenly overnight grow up to become some great personality. They all were one day in their own lives, somebody was once upon a time 8 years old and 10 years old and 12 years old and whatever. So at that point in time, nobody could have foreseen perhaps that this person would become this kind of personality, and this is the work he will do, and this is the benefit he will produce, and he becomes such a great asset for the Ummah. Because all of us are part of the Ummah. We are part of the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we are not just some individual. Whatever our name is, that's our name, but we are Ummah is. And we are all part of this great Ummah. So we have to think not just for ourselves, for this entire Ummah. Allah has given each one that potential. But now, it is how we channel it. From when a person is building some house, already the foundation, there's a lot of effort and care in how the foundation is laid. Because that foundation is going to carry the whole building. So your youth is your foundation. How we put this, if our youth goes away in just all our expertise and strength is in computer games, how to fight somebody down on the screen, or how to screech some cars on the screen, or then even in real life too. That's our expertise. Then what did we benefit ourselves or the ummah? Nothing. At the most, somebody else who's got value for screeching tires, he'll find it thrilling. That's what the value he's got. He's got the value of how somebody can make a figure eight on the ground with some screeching tires. Subhanallah. He's so thrilled about it. How that benefited anybody in life? How somebody can spin some wheels? His heart started spinning with it. How it benefited anyone? All it did was it caused some damage to the tires. That's all. What else? And it thrilled people who got value for just that. But what benefit did it for mankind? And for the Ummah in particular? Nothing. So unfortunately, when we lost the correct vision, that we are not just individuals, we are, each one of us is an Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have a very great purpose and role in life. So when we lost those values, then these things became very valuable to us. Or somebody is actually maybe practicing how to spin some wheels. Say, somebody please show me. And that became such a great thing for him. Somebody, Allah save us from all these things, how it becomes, takes people where to where. One person said when he was young, so he says, out of like some kind of achievement, he used to smoke, he had given it up, alhamdulillah. All these things are all inspired by shaitan, how to distract a person, how to get him caught up. One person wanted to know, but what's wrong with baby? What's wrong with vaping? So I said, okay, any day if the vape make you lie, it will duck and dive somewhere now, it will lie about it. He says, yes, not times. So anything that makes you lie can be good? He says, no. Okay, that vape ever took you in good company? Because you wanted to vape, so you found some, you know, some good pious people, maybe they'll have a vape. Oh, you saw some little shady characters. You said, no, in this shady area, maybe I'll get some fire also. So can that be good that takes you away from pious people? If you had something to smoke, you're going to go into the masjid or you're going to go somewhere else? So something that takes you in the wrong company, something that makes a person die, besides all the other things, all the other things, that's a different chapter. But just this much for a person to think, okay, your father comes to know about it. Many people might say so, but now the times have changed now. But many, alhamdulillah, still have that respect. Say, no, my father mustn't come to know, please. So doing something behind your father's back which you know he's unhappy about can be a good thing. Can't be a good thing. So if something's not a good thing, why be part of something that's not good? We are ummatis. And an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always trying to do what is good. Because he's not just... See, people who don't have a purpose, you sometimes probably driving, you'll see somebody standing in a street corner, what his whole life is all about, standing in the day begging, he'll smoke it up in the night, he'll sleep the night, and then he's saying the same thing. He's got no purpose in life. No purpose in life, no objective, nothing. So he's there. Whatever the circumstances might have brought him, the Allah knows. We don't regard ourselves as great of anything. We are also the humble servants of Allah Ta'ala. We make dua, Allah protect us. And make dua for this, Allah Ta'ala save them. But that purpose, person got no purpose in life. So that's his day, that's his night. But then, what kind of life is that? And then one day death is coming to everybody, young and old. And after death, is it the end of it? No, it's only the start of it. That's the start of the eternal life. So now how this short life goes, then what's going to happen? So in any case, the point that we were talking about is that we are, each one of us has this great potential. We can do a lot. Allah has given us, now these great personalities once upon a time, they were also the age that you have been, you are currently, they have been that age. But then they use that youth correctly, they laid the right foundation, they were in the right company, they stayed away from the wrong things, they stayed away from the wrong environments, they stayed away from the temptations. What became the outcome? They became these great personalities who served the ummah at large. You see, they talk about leaving a legacy behind. You might have heard the word legacy. So when people leave, they leave behind something. I imagine the legacy. I was talking about something about this person who was smoking. So in his once upon a time in his life, so he was talking about the achievement of his. So what is the achievement? He could blow the smoke out, he could blow circles. SubhanAllah, what an achievement. What prize you'll give him for it? And he probably expected a prize. But when we lose the plot, they say, then these things become achievements. Now what good it did for anybody? And that's the person when suddenly there's a need to help somebody, you won't find him around. Because he's busy blowing circles somewhere. He can't help anybody for anything. All he can help is to blow circles somewhere. Now, we are not that kind of people, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has given us that understanding, given us some consciousness that we have this great potential to do great good. But that requires that this foundation must go right. Now you might have heard about rising for the cause of Islam. Alhamdulillah, we all should be wanting to do that. To rise for the cause of Islam. To rise for Islam. Allah Ta'ala make us rise for Islam. But the start now, start rising for Fajr Salah. Start rising for Fajr Salah. All over 10 years old, Fajr Salah in the masjid. If you don't rise for Fajr Salah, how are you going to rise for Islam? We won't be able to rise even for our own benefit, for other people's benefit around us. So number one, obviously you're going to rise for Fajr Salah, you're going to go to sleep Zuhr time, all five Salah. But the biggest challenge becomes Fajr for many people. So now that firm determination, we all will do this inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, who will do it inshallah? Let us make that firm between us and Allah Ta'ala. We raised our hands, some saw, we didn't see some hands. Allah is seeing our hearts. So whether we raised our hand or not, Allah is seeing the determination in our heart. So our Fajr Salah, all five daily Salah. We will never miss a Salah with Jama'ah inshallah. Number two, you have to rise for Islam, raise the level of our akhlaq. Raise our akhlaq. We can't be at that low character. And the key aspects, many things, among the key aspects of akhlaq and good character, respect. Unfortunately, we fast losing respect. In all different facets of life, just for example, one aspect of deen, one, how we hold our Quran Sharif, for example. Such a fundamental thing. How important the Quran Sharif, Allah's Kalam. But the elders present would have seen a different situation once upon a time, and where the decline has come now. How many people have got the Quran Sharif inside their bag, which books, school books back and behind, in front of it, behind it. That haversack is behind the bag, the Quran Sharif is there also. Some surah kitab is maybe there. Adab. Whereas it is on the foundation of adab that things thrive. Whoever prospered, even in dunya, let alone deen never prosper without adab. But even in dunya, nobody has prospered without respect. To the extent that even disbelievers, if they prospered, without iman, a person, there's nothing for him in the akhirat. If a person died without iman, he died of kufr, he's doomed forever. But in dunya, if a disbeliever also adopts the correct values, he'll prosper in dunya. Now these are values of deen, Islamic values these are, but if a non-Muslim also adopts these values, he'll also benefit in dunya. And among them is respect. Once one very senior alim had come to the madrasa, and he gave a talk on respect. And he mentioned in India, one person did some research. So he went and like spoke to even the most like prominent shoe shiner. Now that's a big thing there. So now some are like regarded as top class experts in this. He went and spoke to the person who was the highest highly regarded specialist in some medical field. I spoke to a shoeshiner, and he's speaking to a specialist on the high level. He spoke to somebody who's excelling in the engineering line, all in worldly fields. And he wanted to know what's a common factor, what made you get to where you were. I got one single thing. It's a combination of many things. But every one of them, he concluded that one very prominent thing in their lives was a very high level of respect for their teachers, for their parents. Many of them non-Muslim, but they had respect in their lives. Now, if that person died without iman, he's gone. Unfortunately, he is lost forever. But in dunya, he benefited out of the respect. Now, if a disbeliever can benefit out of respect in dunya, what about a mu'min? Respect for our parents, respect for our asatiza, respect for the ulama-i kiram, respect for the pious people, respect for the elderly. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that it is respect for Allah Ta'ala actually. Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala, ikrama dishaybatin muslim. It's honoring Allah Ta'ala that a person respects an elderly Muslim. Elderly Muslim. He doesn't know him from anywhere. Doesn't know who the person is, where he comes from. But he can see an elderly Muslim, the person is walking, needing some help or some. To respect an elderly Muslim is part of the honor of Allah Ta'ala. So to bring, now we want to rise for Islam, to raise our akhlaq, raise our character, bring good akhlaq, learn what is good akhlaq about. Unfortunately, we've learned many things that don't benefit us in any way. Once, many, many years back, there was something carrying on at that time of the year. Anyway, masjid, outside the masjid, even inside the masjid too, you'll hear some people whispering some things on the side. They're talking about some tennis, something going on in the world. Somebody is playing tennis, now that some tournament is carrying on. So everywhere that's the conversation. So one youngster at the time, was going back maybe about say 35, 40 years old, story this is. So he said something, talking to someone about the same topic. So I asked him, hey, you seem to know a lot about this. Who's number one on that circuit? So he gave the name. Number two, number three, or foreign names. Long names. You go get the tajweed right in that, it will take a long time. And 1, 2, 3, 9, 10, without any hesitation. Now, earlier, Mohan and them had a quiz, so there was a lot of silence often, until finally, mashallah, some gave the right answers. So now I asked him these questions, no hesitation, no silence, on the turn. After he finished 1 to 10, asked him, okay, how many daughters did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have? So he thought first, and then he said 3. Now, whether that's the right answer or wrong, maybe you can think about it also. I said, okay, how many, what were their names? So he knew the name of one daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his attachment to the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the extent he knows about these falling stars, gone stars. Now that's somebody else's story, but for us to think also. Where are we? Where's our heart and mind? Where's our attachment? And what did they do for us? Many times we're shouting, we won. Who's we? Something in overseas happened. We won. And by what you won? See, we won. Okay, you're talking about you now. What you won? We. Okay, they even that we, they know you exist also. You know, they don't know I exist. So what are you dying over them? And became we. We are an ummah. We are not part of that we. That we, they don't, what thing good they did for us? We are an ummah. And we have to make ourselves true ummatis. Because tomorrow, we too will need to stand in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will need his shafa'ah and his intercession. What did we do for his ummah? What did we do in terms of his sunnah? Unfortunately, we took the way of those falling we's, the non-entities, those whose life is all about, what is their life about? Somebody described their lives when they are happy, they have to celebrate so much that they get drunk. And when they're sad, they have to drown their sorrow so much that they get drunk. Either they're happy, they're drunk, or they're sad, they're drunk. That's their life. Now we taking, admiring such people because that person can kick one ball through three poles. But that's his life. Such an immoral lifestyle sometimes. Person is a womanizer of the highest level and you're admiring him. Because he can hit one ball with one bat and can... But now he's become a source of admiration. Whereas such an immoral lifestyle sometimes that person is needing. And then they become the heroes. And then one of you were asking us about some sahabas, feats and achievements we weren't aware. We don't know how much we know about the seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what we have to start learning. And each one of us, no matter what our age is here, as I said, the address is for myself and my young friends here. Everyone has the potential to become a great asset to the ummah. So now we want to rise for Islam. We're going to rise for Fajr five times a day, every day, and five times Salah daily. And to raise our character, raise our akhlaq, and then raise ourselves out of this lifestyle of the Yahud and Nasara, meaning trying to follow their ways, being admiring their people and their stars, falling stars. Rise out of that into the Mubarak lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To rise above these small things, these destructive things, this dirt and filth, and come into the purity of the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's a lot of other things to rise to, but let us latch on to these few things we spoke about. These are the things that inshallah will give us that honor and respect in dunya. And the main thing is how we will fare on the day of Qiyamah. How we will pass on the day of Qiyamah and Allah bless us with Jannah. That is the crucial thing. But the short life we have now and this little opportunity Allah has given us to make something of this. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we now make our lives valuable. We make our lives productive. We are not just fine at our age. We'll have some time to just have our little entertainment, play all within the limits of Sharia. You see, far away from company that is harmful. Company that doesn't encourage us towards right things. Rather invites us and tempts us towards wrong. Somebody who's tempting us towards something that's not in order, that can't be a sincere friend. Either that person is an enemy or he's a fool. And they say an intelligent enemy is better than a foolish friend. Because the intelligent enemy, in any case, you also know he's an enemy. So you also will take your precautions. But the foolish friend is going to try to sometimes do things which he thinks is helping you. He'll destroy you in the process. So in any case, the point is, Allah Ta'ala has given us all this potential. We have this chance. MashaAllah, all came in this zeal and spirit today that we came to take something along. We didn't just come to enjoy the moment. Alhamdulillah, it was a very pleasant time that everybody enjoyed, but we've come to take something back. What we've come to take back? That we are, each one of us is an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to rise above all the other issues. Whatever somebody is, for example, now, his profession is whatever it might be, somebody's occupation, job, everything will carry on. But not at the expense of being an ummati. We will become the true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The true servants of Allah Ta'ala, keep in the right company, the company of the ulama-i-kiram, the company of the pious, stay away from the things, environments that will harm us, that will spiritually then destroy us. Stay away, be smart, and don't get caught up in the trap of shaitan in the smartphone. Be smart about that. It's a very, very useful tool and an extremely dangerous tool as well, weapon also, weapon of shaitan. If a person knows how to use it, like that Qurbani knife that slaughters the ox, a very, very useful item, very useful instrument, such a great ibadah, it will help a person to perform, it will help him to slaughter that ox, but give it in the hand of a child, he'll cut his hand. He might kill himself. Unfortunately, many of us are more reckless than little children with the Qurbani knife when that smartphone comes in our hand. That child might slaughter his, cut his hand, we're cutting our deen up. That child might kill his, take his own life, we are spiritually killing ourselves. Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of becoming the, his true servants, obedient and loyal slaves at all times. Allah Ta'ala keep us with afiyat in deen and dunya. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. For a few minutes we'll make some zikr and then dua. This too should become part and parcel of our life daily. Zikr. In our own time, place. This is just the encouragement that we do it now a little while jointly. But the least is some istighfar daily. Astaghfirullah, astaghfir. Deeply from the heart. The bottom of the heart. With that consciousness that I need the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. I'm desperately in need of this. Daily Durood Sharif, 100 times istighfar, if not 100, start off with 50, start off with 10. But don't miss it one day. And then after a week, make it 20. After another week, make it 30. And how long 100 times istighfar will take? Astaghfirullah, 100 times. Anyone will guess? Probably. It won't take 2 minutes. It might take 2.5 minutes if you do it very nicely, very easily. 2.5 minutes? Out of 1,440 minutes in the day. Screen time how much? And 2.5 minutes to recite 100 times Durood Sharif, we don't have? Durood Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's favors upon the Ummah, upon us. 2.5 minutes daily to recite 100 times Durood Sharif. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It will fill the heart with nur. It will fill the heart with the attachment to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we won't find that admiration in all these falling stars will be attached to the Mubarak personality of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And at the dhikr, Allah give us tawfiq, learn the daily du'as, which we learn in maktab, but we learn for the exams. And that's why when the examiner sometimes asks, okay, what's a du'a to recite at this occasion? Say, give me a start. Which means I didn't start reading it yet. I didn't start practicing on it. So let us learn those small, short, simple du'as which all connect us to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, be part of the efforts of deen, attend the ta'lim in the masjid, attend the gatherings that take place. Inshallah, all this will help us to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, become true assets for the ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
There's no barrier between that La ilaha illallah and Allah Ta'ala. Meaning that La ilaha illallah reaches Allah Ta'ala directly, nothing can be done. So we want to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, so we engage in the recitation of that which speaks, it goes directly to Allah Ta'ala. So with this in mind, that when we recite La ilaha, everything that distracts us from Allah Ta'ala, all the ghayrullah, all this has been torn out of our heart. And then illallah, this light and noor is setting in our heart, which is the muhabbat and the love of Allah Ta'ala. We say to Ruchat.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.
اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا حاجه هي لك رضا الا قضيتها ويسرتها يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين اله العالمين يا الله او most merciful most gracious most kind most loving Allah يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله forgive all our wicked and minor sins يا الله اله العالمين يا الله يا الله all the things we have done deliberately and mistakenly يا الله forgive us يا الله forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم إله العالمين make us your loyal and obedient servants يا الله إله العالمين save us from the ways of the يهود والنصارى يا الله save us from following the footsteps of نفس الشيطان يا الله إله العالمين make us the true أمتيز of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah bless us with the beautiful and noble akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, make us true assets of the ummah, ya Allah. Allah bless us with all the noble qualities, ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa, ya Allah. Bless us with tawazu and humility, ya Allah. Bless us with ihsan, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Allah bless us with all the qualities that make us beloved to you, ya Allah. Allah clear the sins of the ears and tongue, ya Allah. The sins of the hands and feet, ya Allah. Allah purify our hearts, ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with the love of His Mubarak Sunnah, ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Deen, ya Allah. With the love of the A'mal of Deen, ya Allah. With the love of the efforts of Deen, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Allah, make our object Deen, ya Allah. Our object to become your true servants, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make our aspirations to reach you, ya Allah, in Jannat, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Allah, remove the love of dunya from our hearts, ya Allah. Remove all the evils from our hearts, ya Allah. Remove the admiration for the kuffar from our hearts, ya Allah. Remove the admiration for the Yahud and Nasara, ya Allah. Remove the admiration for all the falling stars, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Enable us, ya Allah, to become attached to Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To become attached to the Sahaba Kiram, ya Allah. To become attached to the pious personalities of the Ummah, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us a tawfiq of doing all that which pleases you, ya Allah. Save us from everything that displeases you, ya Allah. And all those who are sick and shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamirra, da'ima. Allah, remove every case of their ailments, ya Allah. Allah, those in any kind of difficulties and hardships, remove with afiyat, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Throughout the world, ya Allah. Wherever any Muslim is in any suffering, ya Allah. Any pain and hardship, ya Allah. Remove each one's pain, difficulties, hardship and suffering, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant each one afiyat and deen, ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters of Palestine, of Gaza, ya Allah. Allah, you show your special rahmat on them, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you assist them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. As an ummah, we have failed them, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you show your special help on them, ya Allah. Allahumma kullahum mu'inan wa nasira. Allahumma kullahum mu'inan wa nasira. Allahumma kullahum mu'inan wa nasira. Allahumma ayyidhum bita'yidik. اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم إله العالمين يا الله Allah, you protect them, ya Allah. Allah, accept their shuhada, ya Allah. Allah, accept the blood of the martyrs, ya Allah. Allah, make it a means of hidayah spreading throughout that land, ya Allah. And throughout the world, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. All those who are injured, ya Allah. Allah, give them complete afiyat, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Allah, those in that suffering conditions, ya Allah. Grant them total afiyat, ya Allah. Total afiyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your help, ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove every difficulty, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the fault is on our end, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we have not asked, ya Allah. We have brought all the evil actions out of our lives, ya Allah. And that became the barrier, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we are making sincere tawbah, ya Allah. Allah, we are repenting today, ya Allah. Allah, we are deeply regretful of all the wrongs we have done, ya Allah. Allah, we are making a firm commitment and pledge, ya Allah. Not to go back to all the sins and vices, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, you assist us, ya Allah. Allah, you grant us istiqamah to this tawbah, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all those who are serving Deen in the path of Haq, Ya Allah. Accept each one's khidmat, Ya Allah. Make it a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make it a means of Deen being uplifted, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make us also among the servants of Deen, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us a tawfiq of becoming, Ya Allah. Allah, your pious servants, Ya Allah. Those who, Ya Allah, make an effort for your Deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all the good things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke for, Allah grant us as well, Ya Allah. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, Allah, you protect us as well, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, in this gathering, Ya Allah. Ya your pious servants, Ya Allah. Ya ulama, Ya Allah. Ya hufaz kiram, Ya Allah. Ya sulaha, Ya Allah. Ya elderly people who have beards, Ya Allah. Ya young masoom children also, Ya Allah. Allah, surely somebody's ameen is beloved to you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. With the barakat of that ameen, Ya Allah. Accept our duas, Ya Allah. Accept our dua, Ya Allah. Accept our dua, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Become ours, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله.